Everybody can say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So initiation. Example given to Guru. Guru is not like that boat, that you can renounce the boat at one point and then start walking afterwards. Even in the spiritual world, the Guru Maharaj will keep guiding you how to serve Krishna. Even in the eternal forms, you may be somebody, a Guru may be somebody else, you know. But that Guru Maharaj in the liberated form there will keep guiding you even then afterwards also. So it is not from now to number of births in the material world, and then it will end, and in the spiritual world you are like one of the Nitya Siddhas, you know. It's not like that. From now on it is eternal. In material world or in spiritual world, for all time to come, the relationship between you and Guru is eternal. And without spiritual master's mercy, one can never attain Krishna. That is why we have to understand that taking spiritual master is a very, very serious thing in life. It's not like, you know, you have guru, you have guru. I also have a guru. See, this is a photo of my guru. They have taken the mantra in childhood. But many, my mother also says same thing. If you tell her to chant Hare Krishna, no, no, I will not chant Hare Krishna. So my guru has given a mantra in my childhood. But there is no connection. There is no link. There is no communication. There is no instruction. There is no follow-up. There is no association. There is nothing. As a tradition, you know, that was a ritual. In mass, people have taken mantra for him, and then there is nothing. There is no rules, no regulations, no questions, no answers, nothing. That is, Guruji is not like, you know, some rubber stamp on you. I am also having Guru. It's not a show bottle business. It's a matter of commitment. So one has to aspire, and one has to prepare. Many times what happens is, we find out and ask who is the right Guru. And we learn from scriptures and from the people, who is the right guru? There are many fake gurus now. But before even doing that, you must do that. But before even doing that, you must find out what is the ideal disciple. How to become a best disciple. You first become a best disciple and prepare for that. Then you can ask for a best guru. You don't have any preparation as a disciple, but you want a best guru. It's like, I am not prepared as a good husband, but I want the best Sita-like wife, you know. Or I am not prepared like Sita, but I want Ram-like husband. Ideal husband I want. But am I like Sita? Or am I like Ram to get Sita-like wife? So first prepare ourselves, you know. And preparing means preparing to accept the authority of Guru forever in life. It doesn't mean slavery. Some people feel, oh, I don't want to go here because this is like, you know, I can't just disobey this Guru Maharaj. It's not like that. It becomes a pleasure in life to follow his orders. It becomes a great privilege to be under his guidance and make progress in spiritual life. You know? So, what is the preparation? Preparation is of obedience. That I have a difference of opinion. I feel a different way. I put a difference of opinion also. But finally, I will do whatever you say, my dear master. When Jesus Christ says, thy will be done, it doesn't mean Jesus Christ is a slave of Guru or God. In one sense, yes, but one sense, no also. It's not slavery. Slavery is done out of force, out of, you know, unwillingness. That is slavery. But this is, you want to follow. You may put forward your difference of opinion of a particular thing, but finally you follow the order of Gurudev. Because in the order of Gurudev, Krishna's will is hidden. And because Gurudev is a pure devotee, it is a via media for you to listen to Krishna's order. Or Krishna's desire. Sri Krishna, through the agency of Sri Gurudev, gives you direct instructions what he wants you to do in life. You may not be able to speak to Krishna right now. Neither you have realization, neither you have darshan. But through the agency of spiritual master, Krishna will give you instructions. Such a powerful thing it is, you know. Sri Gurudev is the manifestation of Sri Krishna only. Sri Krishna manifests in your life as your Gurudev. So there are two Gurus. One is Chaitya Guru and one is the Guru Maharaj you take initiation from. So this Chaitya Guru is right sitting over here in the heart. It's Krishna himself. So this Guru in the heart guides you to an external Guru who is speaking not different from what your Chaitya Guru is saying, what Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita. And then with the external Guru that you have, you learn how to surrender. With Chaitya Guru, you may mistake also. No, this is my mind speaking or this is Chaitya Guru speaking. You may have a confusion in the mind. Sometimes you want something to be doing, so you hear that voice in the mind. And you say, no, this is Guru's voice in the mind. So it's confusing. You can't make for sure what is the thing. So the external Guru will not make that mistake. He will always tell you what is good for you. It may be unpleasant for you. It may be unwilling for you. But he will tell you what is good for you. Like the mother will tell child, don't put this in mouth, this is not good, this is poisonous. Child wants to put again and again, but what the mother will say, no, don't put that, it is not good for you. So it is unpleasant for the child, but good for the child, still. It is for the welfare of the child. So Guru Maharaj means, he is not here to fulfill your mental whims. What you think is good for you, and what you think is pleasurable for you, that is not Guru's business to fulfill your desires. Guru Maharaj's desire is, his plan is to purify you of all the contamination and free you once and for all from this cycle of birth and death and from the sufferings of repeated birth and death. And for what he is doing, he is not blood related to you. He is not your brother or sister or father or uncle or grandfather. He is nobody to you physically. But still, out of his greatest kindness, he is ready to accept your karmas. I can't even take your debt also. I can't even pay 500 rupees to you as a loan also. I don't want to take that burden on me. And that is also a takeable burden. It's all right. You know, money is here and there, it's all right. But to take your karma is very dangerous for me. I have to suffer for that, you know. And not only I suffer for that, those karmas, here onwards, after accepting the first lot of karma, whatever you keep doing afterwards, also Guru keeps suffering. So after taking Diksha, you have to be doubly careful. Before that, you do a sinful activity, you only suffer. Now you suffer, but somebody else is suffering for you. So Prabhupada would always fall sick after giving initiations. And he would tell people, I am falling sick not because of my sinful activities. I am accepting the sinful burden of all my disciples. And that is why I am suffering. So whenever a spiritual master is seen suffering with some disease or something, infirmity or something, you should understand that he is not suffering for his own reactions. He is just taking the burden of sins of all the devotees. Jesus Christ suffered, went on cross and suffered the nails. Not because of his sinful activity. He took the sins of all the world. Because he knew the sinful burden of the world is keeping the world, the whole people in the world, to progress towards the Lord. So he wanted to uplift them. So he uplifted their sins and took it away. What did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, please forgive them, Jagai and Madai. So what did Mahaprabhu did? Mahaprabhu did, said, please give your sinful activities to me. So Jagai and Madai were hesitant, you know. So many sins we have done, how can we give you? He said, no, please give. Chaitanya Mangal describes it, how there was a hesitation. Jagai Madai, yes, no. Mahaprabhu saying, give, please give, don't know, yes, no. And finally, he gave Tulsi Patra to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's hand. Jagai also gave, Madai also gave. And the Tulsi Patra was received by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, immediately he became black, he became Shyam Krishna. Filled with the sins. And told him, see, I have accepted, how I accept the karmas of Jagai and Madai. And here he took the sins on him and there they became ecstatically mad in Krishna consciousness. So he embraced them. And then he said, see how I will get rid of all the sins also. So start doing kirtan. And he did kirtan and the blackness just went down level by level and just disappeared. And he said, now these sins are in the ether of Jagai and Madai. Whoever will offend the Vaishnavas in the future, these sins will enter in the heart of that person who is offender. So point I'm trying to convey is that how merciful Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, that he took so many sins away. Uncalculable sins, incalculable for Yamraj. Yamraj fainted, thinking, how can such a sinful personalities be relieved of sins at once? How can that be possible? I want to see myself. So he was coming from there, Yamraj, you know, he just told his male buffalo, run immediately, I want to go right now there. So he was moving him very fast. And that bhaisa, he foamed at mouth and fell unconscious. He couldn't ride further faster. So now what to do? So Brahma was coming from there on his hamsa, on his swan. So Yamraj took lift for him. He gave lift to Yamraj, you know. And Yamraj wanted to hear, and they were discussing already about this pastime. So Brahmadev on the hums, is going very fast down, described everything to Yamraj. This is what happened. And hearing that, Yamraj fainted on the hamsa. And by the time they reached earthly planet, just to witness the scene, Yamraj was unconscious. And he was woken up by Brahma. See, in front of your eyes, you can see. Then Yamraj saw Jagai Madai dancing in ecstasy, sharing tears of love. And that time he could believe. Because there were so many records of sins, so many records of sins, that all the staff of Yamraj was completely exhausted by doing overtime. Day and night they were slogging and they had made pits and dumped all the records and they were not knowing how to give reaction to this, how to give, you know, punishment to all this. They were having problem of severe execution problem. How to execute this now? And such sins were pardoned instantly, were unbelievable for Yamraj. So Yamraj wanted to go and see himself. And he was so relieved that all those records are now not punishable by law. You know? So something like this even Guru does. Don't think only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does this. Guru does the same thing. We may feel I am so sattvic, I am so religious, I am so gentlemanly, you know. I may think so many about myself, but my record in the past, who has seen? What is in store for me? That's why I said you have to be unlimitedly grateful to Gurudev. Unlimitedly grateful to Gurudev for all the things that have happened. So you can understand that Guru Maharaj, with no blood connections, with no relationships, out of causeless mercy of Krishna, he simply accepts sinful burden of everybody. We must have lusted over women, we must have lusted over food, we must have done so many things in life, knowingly, unknowingly, childhood, young age, so many things we must have done in life. And all en masse is going to be accepted by Gurudev. So then onwards, our life is only one. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Koriya Akya Arana Koro Mani Asha. After that, whatever Guru Maharaj says, you have to follow. And you should not think of anything else but his desire. That's all our life should be. The example of surrender it should be. He has taken off the burden, but you have to fight with your own anarthas in the heart and nullify them with his mercy only. And what is the meaning of Guru's order? Guru's order means when the order comes, the potency to follow the order also comes along with the order. In the material world, your master may give you order in your company. It doesn't give any potency to you. You have to fight on your own and give results to him. But your spiritual master will give you spiritual potency to fulfill the order that he has given. It appears to be so-called difficult in the beginning. But time will come that simply it will become a joyful process. Following Guru's order in your life, it will become simply a joyful process. But at the same time, you should understand that you should not hanker and become emotional about the initiation. Because initiation is a process of heart. Who is your Guru ultimately? Your Guru is a person who is a pure devotee, who is attached to a sampradaya, who himself has a Guru, to whom he surrendered. He speaks only about Krishna. Idam kirtayanto mam, idam tasya dhrupratah. He is fixed in Krishna consciousness, in devotional service. He speaks only about Krishna. He does not dare to give mundane advice to you, that he has himself a Guru and is surrendered 100% to his Guru. This is spiritual master. So what point I was trying to make here? I forgot that point. So when you find such a person as per Krishna's guidance, this is a pure devotee. How he walks, how he talks, this is all description is given. His whole life and soul is supposed to serve Krishna, doesn't talk anything but Krishna. After you find that person, when you decide ki I can offer my life at the feet of this person, that is initiation. When you get that inner inspiration, inner call that yes, this is my master and I think I can give my life to his feet. There may be many like him around him, but I don't feel that I can offer my life to any of this, but I will only feel ki among all these qualified people, I feel this one person I can offer my life to. That is your Guru. This all pure devotee is not your Guru. The pure devotee to whom you feel that you can surrender your life to, that is Guru. So, that is called as the real initiation. When in the heart of your heart you accepted him as Guru, and from that day and that moment onwards, you start following his instructions. People make many issues about initiation. Ki mera number nahi diya, why didn't you approve me? I'm waiting for last so many years, this, that. Yeah, formal initiation is important. It's not important. It is important. But what is more important than that is your level of surrender in the heart for that person. And once you accepted him, you should say that even if he doesn't initiate me in this lifetime, I am his disciple. I've accepted him as Guru and I follow his instructions. It's necessary to be even accepted by him. But suppose that doesn't happen due to some difficulty. Varshamani, for example. I don't know how to initiate her from Guru Maharaj, right? In one sense, I don't know how to do that formality. But Guru Maharaj knows she is his disciple, and we also know that she is his disciple. You know, ultimately what? Her life and our life is supposed to be at his feet. We have offered the child to Krishna and to Guru Maharaj. That's it. That's all we have to think. So technically it may not be happening physically. But what is important is that heart. And suppose you take Diksha externally, like in ceremony, new name is there, new mala is there, everything is there. And still you are finding difficulty in following four principles and this thing. What is the meaning of that initiation? So external form is important. Not important, it's important. Which is not the important. More important is your surrender and your feelings in the heart and your commitment to the mission of Gurudev. So we have to understand initiation in that perspective. It should be pure spiritual understanding. Rather than understanding, my all colleagues got initiation, I am still lagging behind. It's like a social understanding. I am also came when they came, and it's 5 years now, all of them got first initiation, and I am still far, many years away from that. That is social understanding of it. It's not like that. We have to aspire for the true spiritual understanding of initiation, which means surrender. There is nothing like Sakhya and Vatsalya in Guru Shishya relationships. There is only Dasya. That's all. And to be a Das of a Guru is higher than any kind of liberation. It is higher than Golok Vrindavan Vas also. It is higher than any liberation, any situation of excellence in spiritual life. To remain a Das of a spiritual master. Even Brahmaji will salute to you if you are a true Das of a spiritual master. And that is what we are aspiring for. So it is not easy to become an ideal devotee, a disciple of a guru. It's not easy. It's a lifetime journey to do that. What Maharaj said, he chose Prabhupada as his guru. Finally he saw him and he knew. The voice said in the heart, this is whom you belong to. This is your master. The voice spoke in the heart. But still he took 1 year for initiation. Why? Because I should become eligible. I should not just jump in because he's accepting. I should become eligible for his mercy. And worthy of his mercy also. So he was preparing himself in New Vrindavan. And then he accepted that vow. He said, once I take a vow, I should not look back. I should not doubt about it. I should not think twice about it. Such an ideal example. And he kept on telling all the gurus who met him on the way and told him, we'll initiate you, we'll initiate you. They were all telling him. But he's saying, I am not sure whether I'll be able to follow your format or not. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about my deficiency. I don't feel sure that I will be able to follow your regime and surrender to your own will. So I will not commit myself. That is a sign of a true disciple. That his dignity and integrity is so high that he will never betray his guru at any cost. Whatever happens in life, he will remain surrendered, an obedient servant of guru. So we have to prepare for that. If you are a disciple, want to become a disciple of somebody, that means you have to be ready to accept the discipline of that master. What is the definition of disciple? One who obeys the discipline of the spiritual master. His disciple. जिसका शासन आप मान्य करते हो वही शिष्य है. शिष्य वो है जो गुरु का शासन मान्य करता है. इट्स अ वेरी सीवियर कमिटमेंट. इट्स अ वेरी सीरियस कमिटमेंट. एंड हाउएवर मेनी लाइफ टाइम्स यू ऑफर योरसेल्फ इन सर्विस टू गुरु, यू कैन नॉट पे द डेट ऑफ गुरुदेव. सो ऑन बिहाफ ऑफ कृष्णा इज टेकन रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी दैट ही विल कीप कमिंग अगेन एंड अगेन फॉर यू टिल यू एंड मी गो बैक टू गॉडहेड. So the question also is asked, you know. Yes, go ahead.
Same question, I think.
Yeah, so the question is asked, you know, do you want to make your spiritual master come again and again? He came as a prostitute for Bilwa Mangal. Bilwa Mangal was such a woman hunter, you know. So Guru Maharaj became a prostitute. And this person was going to her again and again and again and again to enjoy. And one fine day it was rained like anything. It was storm, you know. The river flooded like anything. This fellow was so enamored by lust, overwhelmed with lusty desire, that he still said, somebody will say, okay, today is a break, you know, I can't go today as a prostitute. So this fellow jumped in the river, held a wooden log and swam across the river. And then went on the bank of the river, like a horrible journey he did, you know, holding a plank of wood. And then he went on the other side of the river and climbed, everything was filled, not trees also, everything was filled with water. So he took a held a rope and climbed a tree, and he climbed a tree, and from the tree he jumped in the window of the prostitute's house. And then he came to know that the log of wood which I was holding was not log of wood, it was a dead body of a person. It was just floating in the water. And that rope which he held and he climbed the tree was a snake to reach the window level of that house, which is already half filled with water on the first floor. And from window, like a rage of wind, he jumped inside like mad. He says, "I have come, I have come." I said, "What? You have come? In this situation you have come? So much attachment for this mortal body, for this body and its enjoyment. If you had similar attachment to Krishna, you would have attained Krishna by now. With such determination that you came to meet me and to enjoy my body." I said, "I will not let you enjoy my body today. You go away." And that, you know, she really insulted him like anything, you know. And she said, "If this much attachment you had with Krishna, you would have attained Krishna by now. So much determination was there. So much difficulty you have come." So Guru Maharaj came in the form of prostitute and inspired, and he left everything. He became a sadhu. So many times it is asked, you know, is it that you want your Guru Maharaj to become a prostitute for you? Because you can't give up your lust, you can't give up your attachment to opposite sex. You will be so enamored and overwhelmed with the desire of sex that you Guru Maharaj will come as a prostitute in future life to enlighten you. So message is that, don't do that, you know. Just make up your mind, okay? I want to give up all these things once and for all in this lifetime. Not only sex, but, you know, prestige, hunger for power, hunger for money, hunger for position, hunger for worship, hunger for adoration, hunger for profit. I will give up all these things, knowing well that they will never satisfy me in this life. I will just obey the order of my Gurudev. So he has to come again and again. Unfortunately. No, he will come again. You will go in different body, he will go in different body, and come again and again. Maybe what you are taking initiation now, it may be also a connection of last life only. It's just reconnection. We are all traveling from life to life, you know. And one another good thing to know is, when you are born as a human being, for every human being, a guru is born along with that. Otherwise, Lord's plan is false, na? The Lord says, you come back to me and you have to accept guru, and Lord has not provided enough gurus for you. Then how would you go back to Godhead? So for every human being, there is a guru available to take you back to Godhead. They may not take initiation, they may not know also. But provision is available. Get my point?
What about the devotee who has not taken initiation?
Who said that? Mirabai doesn't have guru? I don't know. Everybody has to have guru. I don't know about Mirabai, but if you want to attain Krishna, you have to have guru. There is no question of yasya prasadat bhagat prasado, yasya prasadat na gati kutopi. There is no other way of attaining the Lord except having a guru who is surrendered to the Lord. There is no other way. There is no other side shortcut. There is no concession. There is nothing. There is only a royal highway where everybody has to tread upon. And without having a guru, human life is like an orphan life. We are all considered orphans if we don't have a guru. So we need to come out of this orphanage and accept a spiritual master. And to those who are having spiritual master, the Yamdutas, you know, they have the belt, na? The name is there, spiritual master. You'll be saved. Even though you are not perfect, even though not completed your profession of this life, you are saved and you are given another opportunity. Complete. It's a great Suraksha Kavach, great covering of safety, protection of the spiritual master. That is why we are talking, no? That's why we are discussing this, because it's always a possibility that I will just relax now. You will take care. So I am free to commit sinful activities. No. To disobey the Guru's order is one of the name Naam Aparad. You know that, no? Third offense against the holy name is to disobey the Guru Maharaj. It's a very serious thing. Guru ki avagya. The third Naam Aparad. Your name will become potencyless, effectless, ineffective. Sadhana will become void if you disobey spiritual master. It's like spiritual suicide. If you ever disobey your spiritual master, it's like a spiritual suicide for en masse spiritual suicide. And to the degree you follow your order of your guru, to that degree your burdens are taken away. It's not like, it's good now, I have taken diksha, now burdens are taken away. No, they'll all come back to you. In principle, you will be disowned by Guru also. If you don't follow the regime of Guru, Guru is not responsible for your sinful activities. He is responsible for sinful activities till you are connected with him. But there are so many people who left Prabhupada, who went away, everything happened, you know. If ever they have done something sincerely, there will be still connection. Krishna will still give them mercy. But if they do Guru Aparad, for example, offend the Guru and quit the Guru, then there is no more bondage, by the way. If I am sincere, I am following, but I fall deficient, and I somehow again take birth, I mean fall down from spiritual pathway, then all mercy will be given to us. But if I disobey intently, I disobey in an offensive mood, and I reject the mercy of Gurudev, and reject the order of Gurudev, then I will be disowned. Then Guru Maharaj cannot be bound to you to accept all your daru and prostitutes. See? Not necessary for him. He will be there as long as sincerity of commitment is there. Yes, you know, a child can fall 50 times while walking. Desire of standing is there. Again, the child will stand. Mother will give hand. But if there is manipulation or, you know, deliberate disobedience, deliberate rejection, then Gurudev is obliged to continue your guru position. So this brings another important point. Is Guru is present in two things, Vapu and Vani. Guru can be physically with you and he can give you day-to-day instructions and guide you. That is considered as Patrani. Patrani means what, you know? There are many queens and some queens are very close to the king and they get more association physically. There is also a danger in that association is that you can take it for granted, you know. Daily he is available to you. You may take it for granted. You may also take it and, you know, find faults in Guru. You know, disobey him or take him lightly. Contempt may develop. But a real guru-shishya relationship is in Vani, is in following the instruction. You may be far away from him. There are disciples of Prabhupada who met him only once in life. The rest, all number of years, Prabhupada were on the planet, but they have never met Prabhupada. And they only followed his general instructions and given in lectures or through initiation or through his books. Whatever instruction Prabhupada gave, they kept following that. So Vani association is, the meaning of Vani association is keep on following the instruction of Gurudev. That is more powerful association than physically being with Guru. It's like the Khatmal is in the throne of the king, so close, you know, is sucking the blood also the king. But doesn't mean anything actually. Doesn't have any understanding of anything. A mosquito may be more close than you to Guru, but doesn't mean anything. That is why when Uddhava went to Vrindavan, he realized that I am physically so close to Krishna that nobody else can ever imagine to reach so close to Krishna in friendship. But he decided to go away from Krishna to the forest to become a blade of grass, because he knew by being far away from the gopis, still the gopis were so close to him through bhava expansion, through the bhava, they were so intimately united with Krishna. So he realized that my union with Krishna physically is not important compared to the bhava union of gopis with Krishna. So he wanted to understand that, and that's why he went away. Who would like to give up Krishna's physical association, go away to stay in wilderness in separation? But because he was convinced that I can be more close to Krishna in this way, so he left that physical association and went far away. That doesn't mean we should give up physical instruction and look for distance and try to follow instruction. Whatever is suitable for you, what is available for you, it's available for you to have Vani association, take Vani association. Whenever there is a physical possibility, run for physical association. Then don't philosophize. You know, I heard that it is better to be away and follow in Vipralamba, in separation. No, when satsanga is available to you physically to go off Gurudev, run. Drop everything and run and take association. When it is impossible for that, then you follow the instruction. Prabhupada, how many times he met his Gurudev? Hardly. Two, three intense occasions were there. After that, whole his mission, there is no Gurudev. While we are in the world following our mission of Krishna consciousness, Gurudev is physically guiding us. But when Prabhupada began his whole worldwide mission, there is no Gurudev available. But he said, his instructions were always with me and I never felt away from him, ever, even moment also. I was alone, loitering and struggling in America, but I never felt alone. He was always with me. So one feels Guru's intense presence in one's heart just by simply following the instruction of Gurudev. You will never feel that is away from you if you are following instruction. What is the first instruction? Chant Hare Krishna attentively. Follow four regulative principles. Eat prasad. Associate with devotees. Read scriptures. These are the basic instructions of Gurudev. If you do that, also Guru Maharaj will be physically, you know, in principle with you. You will never feel his absence. You do these things properly. And on top of that, if you get a specific instruction, that is the greatest fortune. But it's not a misfortune if you don't get that, by the way. Get it, it's all right. But if you don't get it, then you are condemned and you never got any instruction from Gurudev. Life is a useless, aisa kuch nahi. It's nothing like that. You have to simply, many people followed Prabhupada's instructions just by hearing his lectures. And Prabhupada even gave them diksha through letter. They never even met Prabhupada. There are some disciples who never met Prabhupada physically. And they are his disciples. So it is not that the relation between Guru and disciple is material. It's a completely transcendental spiritual relationships. And because of that, it never has any mundane bondage of time, of space, of physical proximity, of body being black and white, or Guru Maharaj is illiterate and disciple is very literate, like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and Gaurakishore Babaji Maharaj. It doesn't depend on that. He was an illiterate man and Bhakti Siddhanta was a walking literature, spiritually also. All these material understandings are not applicable in case of Guru and disciple relationships. Otherwise, Thakur Bhakti Siddhanta wouldn't have accepted initiation from Anguta Chhap Guru. Na? A walking encyclopedia, he was a walking encyclopedia of all scriptures. He said, what is the use of my knowledge? It's all a burden on me. Unless Sri Gurudev, like you, bestows his mercy upon me and connects me with Krishna, what is the value of this burdensome knowledge which will drown me in the ocean? It's like when I'm drowning in the ocean, the crown will further drown me further. Na? This knowledge is like a crown on a drowning man, you know, a stone on the neck of a drowning person. That is a disciple. He doesn't have a consideration, I will like to have a doctor guru, you know, because I am a doctor, so I like to find a doctor who is a guru. Or I will like to, you know, see English speaking guru, because I am English speaking. Or I like to see, like to have a Kannada guru, because I am a Kannada person, you know. That is a complete mundane understanding of guru and sister relationships. You can't see material convenience for that. Do you feel like surrendering to him? That is important than what language he speaks and what country he belongs to. Many people will say, why you need a foreign guru? There is no guru in India, what? In our caste there is no guru. Why you need a foreign guru? Guru is not a foreign or Indian person. Guru is a principle, spiritual principle. It is not let us not consider guru as American bodied. No, the caste Goswami, the American Goswami. Here comes the American Goswami. Here is a Spanish Goswami. Here is a African Goswami. That means you are not understood the principle of Guru. The basic principle of spiritual life is you are not this body. So how the spiritual master is his body? As much as you are not your body, even he is not his body. Right? So how does it matter if the foreign, as long as it is self-realized, as long as it fits in the definition of Guru by given by Krishna, it is all right. As long as he is a pure devotee and you surrender to him and you realize Krishna by following his instruction. So
She is Marathi speaking, she can't understand English and all those. She is from Bid. So, when speaking, her daughter was saying, she listens Maharaj lectures because she likes that. She don't understand, don't do anything. She listens Maharaj lectures.
English lectures.
She said, how can I repay Maharaj? Because so many times I will take birth, then also I am not going to repay Maharaj. So when I saw Maharaj, I thought ki I should be a particle of this sand or this ground, particle of dust, and I will be there on Guru Maharaj's feet. I was speaking. Very illiterate lady. But she was saying with feeling.
Same stories of the South Indian Brahmin also, na? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to South India in temple of Ranganath and he saw that Brahmin holding Gita upside down and he didn't understand anything. Mahaprabhu said, because you have faith and you are actually surrendered to the feet of Guru's instruction, you have the real understanding of Gita in your heart. It will be revealed to you. Sa Vigyanartham Sri Guru Abhigachet. All the purports of all the scriptures, revealed scriptures, will be revealed in your heart if you follow the Guru's order. You may not be able to read also any scriptures. But the purports, the essence of all the scriptures will be revealed in your heart if you simply surrender to the order of Gurudev. That much is the power of Guru. So you don't have to understand any material understandings of this. Well read or not well read, or you are this community or that community. Guru's instruction is so powerful thing because it's the word of Krishna actually. If you have faith in the Guru as a true representative of Guru, of Krishna, then Krishna will be obliged to speak to you through your Guru. And if you have a doubt, oh, my Guru looks like sick, you know, he is, I think, not in a good condition today to give me instruction. He is not very spiritual today because he is having fever today. If you think like that, then Krishna will also, you know, restrict himself or reserve himself from revealing himself to that person to you. To convince your faith, ki yaha, jo aap soch rahe ho, sahi hai. Then as you think, he will respond to you. If you have faith, he will reveal himself to you. If you don't have faith, he will not reveal himself to you. Faith is such a strong phenomenon that Namdev was one day haunted by Brahma Rakshas. And Namdev was so Krishna conscious that everywhere he saw only Lord Vitthala. Every single thing he only saw Vitthala. So Brahma Rakshas came, the 11th kind of, you know, ghostly element, the most worst of all ghostly element is Brahma Rakshas, the 11th item of ghostly caste. So he is telling that, why Vitthala, why are you coming today in this form? Just reveal yourself, no? Why are you trying to hide your form? So finally, there was so much harassment was going on, you know. Brahma Rakshas was harassing Namdev harassing. And he was only saying, why are you doing such mischief, my Lord? You just reveal yourself. Finally, Vitthal had to reveal from the heart of Brahma Rakshas. Brahma Rakshas died and from his heart revealed himself, Lord Vitthala. So, if he had felt, Brahma Rakshas, he would run away from the Brahma Rakshas out of fear, then Brahma Rakshas would have remained Brahma Rakshas only. But because there was such unflinching faith, nobody else but my Lord is you only. So, Lord had to reveal himself through the heart of the Brahma Rakshas. So if you have faith, you know, if your Guru has, suppose, left this world, for example, then what to do? Another kind of separation is like permanent separation. Guru has left the world. What to do? You have his instructions, right? He's given in his lectures or personally or may not personally or whatever. Basic instructions already are there. And you follow that, you will feel the company of Gurudev, and Guru Maharaj will come accompany you and give you company, association to the devotees whom you have faith in. You pray to Gurudev and tell Gurudev that today I am going to meet Dr. Mohan Jha and going to ask him question. Please reveal your answer through him. And Guru Maharaj will reveal, because of the power of faith, to that person. Because you have nobody else now, but you have only Dr. Mohan Jha with you now. And he will, only person whom you can trust and ask. So you can pray to Gurudev, who's gone from this world. And by the power of your surrender and your faith, Guru Maharaj will speak through him and you will get instruction. You can see the power. This is spiritual. This is the actual relationships. So any questions? I have to go for a conference call.
What about the, because maybe in the Kali Yuga, what about the fall down of Gurudev?
Now, there are situations, the scriptures mention about that, fall down and all. Once you lose your guru like that, a guru has fall down, pure devotion. And when guru falls down, it just becomes a big news that happens, but this is also explained in scriptures. So if that happens, unfortunately, then one has to find out the pure devotee of Krishna. If you are sincere, you can be able to find another agency. So guru is actually a principle, you know, it's a support. One, as long as you embody that principle of guru tattva, following all the rules and regulations of constantly talking about Krishna and constantly being surrendered, then Guru Tattva is in you, means that person who is your Guru. And that person decides not to follow those lifestyle patterns, then he is disconnected from Krishna. And somebody else you have to get connected with, who is already connected with Krishna. Guru also has full responsibility of constantly be in touch with Krishna in the form of surrender to his Guru. He also has a challenge to constantly be in touch with his disciple succession. If he fails in doing that, then somebody else will connect you because you are sincere. So you don't have to worry. If you are sincere and your guru falls down, then Krishna will reveal to you who is the next one to be connected to. But you are not doing it out of choice. You would love to be connected to that person only. But if somehow it happens, it happens in many devotees' lives. But we should not fail to remain sincere. You should not take an excuse, see, this happened, now I will give up everything, I am not interested in all these things. So, don't worry about it. You have to have faith in Krishna, that whatever happens in the life is by the Krishna's desire only. You should not just lose faith because of this mishap. It's a big test if this happens. But, still, if you are rightly placed, if you are properly placed in Krishna consciousness, in your spirit of devotion, then very soon Krishna from within will guide you to another person who is pure devotee of his. I feel we should be more worried about our fall down than our guru's fall down. Don't worry, if you are on right track, whatever happens, Krishna will save you. There is more worry about our fall down. How much lusty we are and how much we are looking for possessions and material advancements and all those things. That we should be more worried about. The proportionate fall downs of disciples are very, very more than fall down of a guru in the history also. And we should know. So,
if somebody aspires from some guru and somehow guru leaves his body, so he should take diksha from another guru?
Yeah. Okay. It's like if you don't get it, suppose you have accepted that person as in the heart as a guru, that person can still remain your guru. You can hear his lectures after he goes away and read his books and take instruction and inspiration. But you still need a guru to guide you. Even if your guru is given initiation to you and then he passes away, you should take shelter from other person, not as initiation, but a live person to guide you. You always need to have one person to guide you, who is in line with that person. You know, Prabhupada left, for example. Then Prabhupada's senior disciple was guiding Prabhupada's other disciples. It's possible, na? Somebody has come in 59, somebody came in 77, so there is a huge gap of seniority. Somebody is very senior in 66 only, he took sannyas from Prabhupada. And somebody just joined in 77, just before Prabhupada left. He took diksha and Prabhupada died, for example, left away. So there are followers of Prabhupada who are in line with Prabhupada in surrender. He takes shelter in their personality. and continues his spiritual life. It's like guru within guru. You know, there's people who are interested and they follow. So even after once guru leaves the world, you have to take shelter of another person, not in diksha form, but for taking guidance. Till we become pure devotees, we need a person to guide us. Shiksha gurus, we can say. We need a person. And then, ananyas chintayanto mam, ye jana paryupasate, then Krishna will himself start guiding you. When you become ananyas chintayanto mam, when you become unconditionally, uninterruptedly meditating on Krishna constantly, you become a pure devotee by the process of surrendering to guru, then Krishna will directly start guiding you within the heart. But till that time, you keep needing, we'll keep requiring a person to guide you. So some people feel ki, I just heard in Barsana ke, abhi hamare guru bahut bimar hain. Ek bar guru ji ka sharan samapt hota hai, to fir hum to mukt hain. I don't know what it. Just tell him I'm coming in 2 minutes. So I don't know what he meant by that. But if he meant materially that now I'm free, I can do whatever I want, it's a big illusion, you know, and big mishap, I would say. If you feel that as long as he's there, I need to obey him, and then I don't need to obey him after that. And then I'm free, I don't have to follow anybody. No, a true disciple will look for the disciple of his guru and keep following the instruction and giving guidance, who are more realized than him, more surrendered than him, will keep setting shelter of theirs. And so the guru is called Ashraya Vigraha. Ashraya means one who gives shelter on behalf of Krishna to you. Radharani is Ashraya Vigraha. So Guru Maharaj is Radharani's representative. Balram is Ashraya Vigraha. So Guru Maharaj is representative of Sri Balramji also. So thank you very much.